From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In the Atlanta metropolitan area last year, more than 70 teenagers died in traffic accidents. That's prompted state legislators to propose a wide range of solutions, from a nighttime driving curfew for teens to raising the driving age and restricting the number of passengers in a car. But some lawmakers say the state should be spending money on teaching teenagers how to drive properly rather than finding ways to keep them off the road. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capilluto reports.
In the counties that make up metropolitan Atlanta, driving tests are administered in parking lots. Cars must weave successfully through a series of cones, parallel park between some more cones, and drive forwards and backwards. The test takes about 5 minutes. Nick Finnick is in line at the Sandy Springs testing station in suburban Atlanta to get his first driver's license. His family recently moved to Georgia, and Nick says he's not very nervous about the upcoming test.
My brothers told me it's not hard at all because they took their test in California and they had to go on the road, really. But this is just in a parking lot, so it's pretty easy.
Georgia public safety officials say they moved the tests in Metro Atlanta to parking lots several years ago because the streets of Atlanta became too busy. License takers, they say, were kept on the road too long. But on those same roads, 73 teenagers died in traffic accidents last year. The driving age in Georgia is 16. Now Georgia Governor Roy Barnes wants to raise that to 17 in Metro Atlanta only. He also wants teen drivers to have only one unrelated passenger in the car because, he says, fewer distractions result in fewer accidents. And the governor wants a 10 p.m. curfew for 16-year-old drivers in all of Georgia. In last week's State of the State address, the governor pushed for the changes.
16-year-olds are three times more likely to crash than older teenagers. And the main reason for this is inexperience. Now, the only excuse I've heard to any of these teen driving proposals is that it may cause some inconvenience.
But the restrictions aren't getting a lot of support from rural lawmakers. They say the laws are meant for urban teens and unfair to those living in rural areas. They say those teens have to travel further to and from jobs and high school functions, and a 10 p.m. curfew is too early. State Representative Bobby Purim is from the small town of Milledgeville.
I spoke to a group of teens that were in the capital from my home county, and they all brought up double dating and that things generally tend to, and functions tend to end for them around 11 o'clock, and then they have to go home.
And among Metro Atlanta teens, raising the driving age isn't very popular. Kristen Showalter has just gotten her learner's permit.
Being 15, I disagree with it just because I would like to drive when I'm 16. And I don't think that moving the age back would make that much of a difference because you're still a beginner at driving, and no matter at what age, you may be a little bit more mature. I think that ever since they took away the necessary driver's ed, that a lot more accidents have been occurring.
In the mid-80s, the state took driver's education out of public schools because lawmakers felt it was taking too much time away from academic subjects. Since then, parents have been responsible for teaching their children how to drive. Diane Showalter would like driver's education to be returned to public schools.
I don't think, compared to anywhere we've lived, the kids are prepared here as well as they are in other places because they don't have driver's ed.
It is unlikely that the state will spend money on driver's ed anytime soon, but realizing that it is important, lawmakers want to require 20 hours of professional driving training for teens at the parents' expense. However, the proposed law leaves a way out for those who can't afford the $200 or more for the driver's courses. Parents can opt to still teach their children themselves and sign an affidavit that they've done so for 40 hours. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilluto in Atlanta.